Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
Hello, my name is Jackie Murray Grace, and the name of the charity is Without Wings, the Manx Autoimmune Arthritis Trust.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
The charity started in 2016. It's for people on the Isle of Man affected by autoimmune arthritis. These are conditions where the immune system attacks the joints, but also other systems in the body like the skin, the internal organs, the eyes, and the blood. Well, our constitution covers things like rheumatoid, psoriatic and juvenile arthritis, also lupus and ankylosing and spondylitis, but also any autoimmune condition affects the joints and therefore mobility.
Tell us about your team.
My team... it's mostly me. My mother is our treasurer and she's amazing. My daughter Maeve is going to be volunteering for the next 6 months for her Duke of Edinburgh. And we've also got two other trustees who are friends of mine. And recently we've just taken on board a counsellor.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We don't necessarily work with other organisations, but we have tried to build up some partnerships recently. So we partnered up with the ME Support Group. And that's really good, so that's due in. And we're trying to meet every couple of months just to discuss agendas, to see what we can help each other and things like that, really. And we're hoping to develop that a little bit more. We're both voluntary organisations, not for profit. So it means as small voluntary organisations, it's much harder to raise money, it's much harder to implement everything that you're trying to achieve. So we did need support, definitely, and June's been amazing there.
What are your main goals?
Charity goals, it's always been the same. It's awareness, information and compassionate funding. So the idea behind raising awareness is basically because these illnesses can be misdiagnosed. They are exceptionally painful, immobilizing illnesses, and they're usually described as progressive and incurable, and they require a lifelong regime of quite heavy medication. But they're also so misunderstood. So they get confused with osteoarthritis, which is a horrific condition in itself, but they're just not related. It was very important to me when I first fell sick, which was a decade ago now, that I'd never heard of psoriatic arthritis or ankylosing spondylitis. So I felt it was very important that people became aware of these, because the sooner you catch them and start a medical regime, the easier it is to get them under control. And unfortunately, if you leave them for too long, you end up on high levels of medication. It's more difficult to actually get it under control. So, it can be quite serious. To be honest, you can get to the point where it can attack your inner organs and things like that.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
I would like, in an ideal world, I'd like to expand it to cover more autoimmune, but I can't do it alone. So I have said before, you know, if there are other people with different autoimmune conditions who have always thought they would like to do something, we're happy to team up with people, but it's just I can't do everything alone. Within all of that, of course, medications are improving. And I did go and speak to Dr. Allenson recently about this, about access for these medications, because in an ideal world, people would have better access to these. Unfortunately, the issue is they're very expensive. Yeah, that would be the ideal position, is that the charity would end up not being necessary, I suppose. But I don't know if we'll ever reach that point.
How is the charity funded?
We are funded by the public, so that generally means doing fundraisers. Sometimes we have lovely people doing fundraisers for us. If anybody wants to do that, we are always open to ideas. And that's it, really. Sometimes I write fundraising application forms, and we run events, actually. We haven't run so many events recently, but we did have a great one at Quinn's Inn last October.
How can people support you?
Yeah, people can support us by raising funds, definitely, attending our events, and also using us, because I think that's a really vital thing. Sometimes I bump into people and they're not doing well, they're really struggling. I give out a lot of business cards for the charity, and I'll point out that we've got all these resources, and they say, oh, but somebody else might need it more than me. If you are struggling, the resources we've got are for you. Please use us. If it really is an issue and you feel like, you know, oh, I feel a bit guilty taking this money, you can always do a charity fundraiser for us at a later date if you want to, if that's what you think might help you. But there's no pressure to do that, of course. But please use us. It makes us so happy when people use us and they come up and say what a difference it's made.
Where can people find out more?
On our website, which is www.withoutwings.co.uk. Also, you can follow us on Facebook. It's Without Wings IOM.
The Charity of the Week. Profile complete.